It's been a frustrating day for Essex at Canterbury as they looked to try and complete a victory in 3 days, which would apply pressure onto Northamptonshire for that all-important second place and promotion in the county championship. But as I say, Essex hopes frustrated. They do still have a day at their disposal tomorrow if the weather relents. Kent had resumed on an 8 without loss, but only 33.2 overs were possible, play being delayed until 12:40 because of drizzle, and then at 10 to 3 the rain returned, this time with a vengeance, and that was to inevitably bring play to a close, as I say, after just 33.2 overs. Essex have made advances. They've taken 4 wickets, the home side ending the day on 113 for 4. Rhys Topley was the first bowler to strike. He removed Robert Key for 17 when the score was on 36. But it was the introduction of Monty Panesar into the attack that really proved telling. In his second over of the day, Monty struck twice in successive deliveries. First of all, removing Daniel Bell Drummond, who was caught by Gautam Gambhir in the gully off the shoulder of the bat. And the very next ball, Brendan Nash turned to leg slip where Greg Smith gratefully took the catch. So that left Kent 82 for 3, and 12 runs later, Monty struck once more, this time removing the obstacle in the first innings of Ben Harmison, who was not out in the first innings. This time he just made 8 when he was pinned in the crease looking to turn Monty to leg side. Panesar at that stage had taken 3 for 8 in 15 balls. Sam Northeast, though, he remained a defiant obstacle for Essex. He reached his half century from 91 balls, and at the end of the day was 70 not out. Darren Stevens is with him at the crease, 8 not out, and as I say, Kent 113 for 4. They still need 56 to make Essex bat again.